The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
I shouldn't tell you this, but Eric hired someone who sounds just like him to host today's show. But since I'm the announcer, they told me. So I am telling you, don't be fooled.
The real Eric's in jail.
And welcome.
Hey there, folks. It's true. The real Eric is in jail. But, you know, the show must go on. I have some interesting news. We tried to get some celebrities on the program, and we failed. Gwyneth Paltrow, she doesn't like my politics. I said, who can we get? And they said, did you know, Eric, you're in the business of writing kids' books. Did you know that the Second Lady of the United States and her daughter, Charlotte, have written and illustrated a children's book? Did you know that? I did know that. And we have them on the program. Karen Pence, Charlotte Pence, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
You're in the new studio. Don't seem so excited, okay? Your generation is way too emotional. I honestly did not know that you were doing a second book. I know you did a first children's book. You know I'm a children's book guy. I've written children's books. So I got very excited about this. What was the first one called?
A Day in the Life of the Vice President.
Yeah.
The first one.
Yes.
By the rabbit.
Yes.
Marlon Bundo. And I have to ask you this again. Whose idea was it to name your bunny rabbit Marlon Bundo?
That was me. So yeah, we had him in college and actually got him for a film project. And so
wait. What?
I got him for
a rabbit film. For a film project?
Yes.
Not for like a casserole recipe.
No.
Okay, because a lot of times people, my favorite restaurant, every Monday they have like a rabbit dish, and I think, I can't do that. All right, you got them for a film project?
Yeah. I wrote a film, and it had a bunny in it, and so I ended up getting him for like a short film project for school and just ended up keeping him, but his name is kind of a joke on Marlon Brando, the actor.
You really didn't need to explain that, Charlotte. Most of us know that Marlon Brando is an actor. Okay, so Marlon Bundo is the rabbit.
Yes.
But again, you've never been to this glorious studio here. I'm excited to have you both so people can see you.
Yeah.
See, in the other studio, you didn't have to get hair and makeup, did you?
That's true.
Right? You just show up. But you decided to do a second book. This one's called A Day in the Nation's Capital, written by Charlotte Pence, illustrated by Karen Pence. And since I'm a children's book writer, I know that the illustrator does all the work.
Yes,
so we've got to show this here, right?
Amen.
But it is funny though, because my friend Tim Ragland, who illustrates this stuff, I mean, this is amazing work and it takes forever. So how did this come to be? Did you say, hey, Mom, are you in it for another one? Do you have it in you to do another? How many illustrations?
I don't know. Probably about 20.
20 illustrations. Yeah. And they're watercolors.
They're watercolors.
So they're not just like you didn't do it with a magic marker.
Right. They take a while. There's a lot of planning that goes into it, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we kind of we wanted to do another one and kind of wanted to do one where he just went around Washington, D.C. and looked at the different monuments and memorials. But then when we started kind of brainstorming about it, it made more sense to make it more about the Pledge of Allegiance and the different, you know, freedoms and rights that we have. So it became more of an educational
book. You believe
book.
In all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so do I. But it's so great to have a children's book teaching kids about this. Okay, so it says, it said someplace in the, it's mainly about the Pledge of Allegiance, but it's also about the whole Capitol, right? You go to visit these different places. I can't show these things on here, but you have obviously a story where you take the rabbit to different parts of am I really saying this? You take the rabbit to different parts of the. You didn't actually haul Marlon Brando around the city, right?
We did not.
No, we took a.
But we did. Yeah.
We took a little stuffed bunny.
Right.
Just to kind of get some ideas about where should we position Marlon in some of these places. And
a stuffed bunny.
We did. And we had an incident at the Lincoln Memorial where. We put the bunny down, and we were taking pictures all around different angles. And this little boy, probably about two, walked right over and just decided that little toy bunny was going to be his new toy bunny.
Yeah. And what, he stole the stunt bunny?
He did.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. He gave it back. His mom said, no. But it was really kind of cute.
Yeah.
That is kind of cute. Okay, so you had to do – well, see, that's the thing. That's the other question is that when you're illustrating a book like this, you know, you have to understand, Karen, that people don't – people who aren't illustrators, and I'm not, rarely think about what goes into an illustration because they just see it. They go, oh, that's nice. But they don't realize that you have to frame it. You have to think about all of that stuff. So you did that literally by going around the Capitol. And
we did. I mean, we took it around. Of course, we didn't put him on the bench at the Supreme Court.
Right.
But,
of course not.
But we did take it around and try and get some ideas. And, you know, then Charlotte, once she had written the script, the text, then we were able to sit down. I sat down with the art director at Regnery, and we kind of talked through what do we want Marlon doing in this particular spot and this spot. So. Mm-hmm.
And so you, I just love this. Forgive me. See, this is the thing about a TV show. I can flip through this, but I can't really show. Oh, you went to the Kennedy Center.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Incredible. And you didn't bring the actual bunny to the Kennedy Center.
No.
You know, in the future, I'd like to have a TV show, and I would require you to bring the bunny onto the set. Do you have any idea how much fun we could have with the actual bunny here?
Yeah. Huh? Do it. Yeah, for sure.
Incredible stuff. We could do stupid pet tricks with the bunny. Do you think of this bunny as the second bunny of the United States?
Yeah,
and I think he would. We actually call him BOTUS.
Bunny of
the United States.
Yeah. Right. But the weird thing is, I can't say that this bunny is like a heartbeat away from being the first bunny of the United States because there is no first bunny.
There's not.
First bunny. No. Although this bunny could become the first bunny, right? Okay. So what are some of the places you go to, and what are some of the lessons? Because this really, it's for kids. It's very simple. But you're talking about the heart of why America is great, right? That's basically the thesis, through the eyes of a bunny.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we start with talking about religious liberty when Marlon looks at the National Cathedral and starts to talk about that. And then we kind of move through a lot of different freedoms. So we talk about how important it is to have different opinions and to go to the Kennedy Center to, you know, interact with the arts, and that's a good way to know other people's opinions, and go to the Library of Congress to read about other opinions. And then we talk about equality and how important that is, and we go to the memorial for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. So there are a lot of different ones we really wanted to include. It was honestly very difficult to choose which ones to include, and we wanted to get a lot of the war memorials in there as well, of course. And then at the end, Marlon ends up at the Arlington National Cemetery. And that's when he kind of realizes that all these freedoms that he's been learning about are really owed to members of the military and their families. So and that's actually who we dedicated the book to.
I have to say, I mean, just making that point, it is so important for us to understand that people have suffered and died, not just for this country, for the values that that we revere, for religious liberty. And, you know, when we're talking about religious liberty, you have to forgive me, Karen Pence, for bringing up this this issue. But you art is a big part of your life. Obviously, you did the art for this book, but you've also taught art over the years. Mm-hmm. And the last time I saw you was right after the ball. It was after the Stork Ball or during the Stork Ball, right after the March for Life in D.C. Mm-hmm. And you had been horrifically criticized for daring to teach art at a Christian school that has biblical values on sexuality. And I get so angry when I hear something like that, because somebody might as well, in my opinion, say Heil Hitler. In other words, it's so un-American for someone to criticize a fellow American for doing something as anodyne as it gets, teaching art at a school, at a wonderful school. The idea that there are people in America who don't understand religious liberty and who sneer at it is one of the reasons why I'm glad you wrote this book and why you're talking about this stuff publicly. I talk about this publicly all the time, but I obviously don't have the platform that you do. It's really key right now. So I don't know if you want to talk about it, but what was it like for you to be on the receiving end of really absurd criticism?
Well, I do think it's, you know, the book was already done by then. The text was already done. And so it was actually kind of nice that this is actually where Marlon starts. He starts at the National Cathedral.
We're going to have to stop there for now, but we'll be right back, folks. Look who I'm talking to. You can't go away. I'll be right back.
Easter Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
Boys, get off the ice!
He's been underwater 15 minutes.
The odds were against her son.
He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please, Xander, Holy Spirit, to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
We've got a pulse!
On April 17th.
I don't believe John will survive tonight.
Discover the incredible true story.
You don't know my son.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
He is a fighter.
Breakthrough, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets, go to breakthroughmovie.com.
An experience like no other awaits you. Hello, this is Governor Mike Huckabee. I want to invite you to join me, Senator Rick Santorum, Dan Celia, as well as award-winning recording artist Al Denson, Brian White, Karen Williams, and many more on the Baltic Experience, August 9th through the 17th. We'll explore majestic Northern Europe, including Copenhagen, Estonia, St. Petersburg, Stockholm, and more. Everything is included, and I mean everything. Travel with other like-minded people as we enjoy the greatest trip together. The time on the ship will be filled with music, laughter, magic, fun, and relaxation. Off the ship, the adventure will be a remarkable journey to some of the most beautiful places in the Baltics, where we can explore and deepen our appreciation for the freedoms that we enjoy as Americans. To register or more information, go to thegreatesttrip.com. That's thegreatesttrip.com. We'll see you on the boat.
Ah, tax season. Opening the mailbox and... What? Someone already filed for my return? It sounds like a horror story, but cybercriminals can use your personal information to get a tax refund in your name. Good thing there's LifeLock with Norton. LifeLock will work to fix your identity issues, and Norton Security will help block thieves from stealing information on your devices. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but join now and get 10% off your first year. Head to LifeLock.com and enter promo code SMART.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt, and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hey there, folks. It's Eric Metaxas here. You all know how much I love MyPillow, and now Mike Lindell has come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. He finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. This is not a joke. His new Giza Dream Bed Sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and he guarantees they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on these sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else. The Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 800-978-3057, 800-978-3057, and use promo code ERIC or METAXAS to get 30% off plus free shipping, or go to MyPillow.com, but be sure to use the code ERIC or METAXAS, MyPillow.com.
Snow, cement. Hungry hunters tracking down the hour.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show, and look who I have in the studio. If you're listening on radio, you can't see, so I have to tell you. It's Karen Pence, a second lady of the United States, and her daughter Charlotte Pence. They've written and illustrated a book called Marlon Bundo's A Day in the Nation's Capital. Welcome back to both of you.
Thank you.
Karen, you were just saying about how when this thing happened, people criticizing you for daring to teach art in a Christian school, which is insane. You had already, the book was already out, and you said it starts with religious liberty.
It actually does. It starts there, and you know, Charlotte with the text wanted to start it there because that's how our country was founded. So people came to America for religious liberty, and so the book I think is so beautiful because it's a bunny. It's a rabbit who's going around the Capitol and learning all about our country's history. But Charlotte wanted it to be an educational book, and so Marlon starts there. And I think this book is so important right now because we want to tell our kids these are the principles that our country was founded on. These are the liberties. These are the rights that every American has. And it doesn't matter what faith you follow. You're allowed to follow that in the United States without being criticized. So everybody has the freedom to follow their own faith. And so it actually was beautiful that that's the way the book actually was already written.
Right.
And that's one of the freedoms that we wanted to highlight.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, I mean, it just so happens we live in a strange time in America where people are having to focus on what religious liberty is because we've had so much of it that it never came up. I mean, mm-hmm. for 200-something years, it basically yeah. doesn't come up. And then suddenly a biblical sexual ethic is challenged as mm-hmm. as it's been, and so we have to reassert this idea. But it is a tricky thing when we think about it. I mean, we don't need to have that conversation now, but just the idea that there are limits to every one of the freedoms that we have. I mean, if I say that my religion means you know, that I can kill people with whom I disagree, the United States Constitution says that's where religious liberty ends because they're more fundamental things, the right mm-hmm. to life and so on and so forth.
Yeah, right.
They're not teaching you that at Harvard, are they?
Well, it's been interesting, actually, being at divinity school while writing this book. And it was kind of fun to think about the different ways that, you know, we write about that you can talk with people that don't agree with you, because I think that those are really important values, too. I know a lot of children's books nowadays tend to be a little pretty political. And so we kind of wanted to, or I wanted to write something that also encourages kids to, you know, have friends that don't agree with you on everything and to read about other people's ideas too, and to not be afraid to do that.
But you realize that itself is now political.
Yeah,
this is the,
exactly.
This is the absurd situation. I was invited to speak at Sewanee, the University of the South, to give a convocation mm-hmm. speech. And I took that as my subject, the idea of diversity of thought. And how, you know, like I said, for example, you should if you are pro same-sex marriage, you should have a friend who isn't pro same-sex marriage. Mm-hmm. And if you are against same-sex marriage, you should have a friend who is for same-sex marriage, just so you can kind of understand where the other side is coming from. You
right.
don't have to agree, but you can yeah. so you can respect that person. And I think that the people were too surprised even to gasp. They thought, oh, can you say that? Can you even mm-hmm. say that? And I thought yeah. to myself, wow, if right. we aren't loud about what we're talking about, we're going to get drowned out, because these are foundational issues in America.
Yeah.
And so, again, that's why I'm so happy that you published this book. And it's just out this week, right?
Just out today.
Just out today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So people can get it today. And it's a Regnery book. Regnery publishes beautiful children's book. My favorite is Donald Drains the Swamp by Eric Metaxas.
Great book.
It's an unbelievable book. Really hard to say how great that is. But, okay, so this one, according to parents.com, Marlon Bundo is the adorable bunny that should bring us all together. It is kind of cute that it's a bunny because it's hard to argue with bunnies. If you, for your film project, had like a boa constrictor, right?
Right.
It would not be as cute.
Yeah.
It would not be as cute.
It was funny. People actually kind of said, oh, you know, a bunny's kind of hard to get. You should just change it to like a dog or a cat or something. And I was like, but bunnies are like neutral, you know? And for this character, he
bunnies
had to be kind
of neutral.
Bunnies are neutral
because they're neither dogs nor cats. It's almost like politically independent.
Yeah.
Right?
He's bipartisan, yes.
That is really weird.
Very moderate.
He's bipartisan. Look, and he's black and white, like those great cookies you can get. That is so cool. Okay, so where else does Marlon Bundo visit?
So Marlon goes, he kind of goes all around D.C. He goes to the archives. So we have an awesome little picture my mom did of him sitting on top of the Constitution and looking through the glass. He goes to the Library of Congress, which we did take the stuffed bunny to. And he gets to look at his first book. So the first book we did, like you said, was Marlon Bundo's A Day in the Life of the Vice President.
Oh, you mean Marlon Bundo, the stuffed version, the stunt bunny, was able to look at a book about himself in the Library of Congress.
Yes, and the painting is in there to document.
That is like too meta.
It is very meta.
It's like meta,
it is
meta.
Very
it's
meta.
Like freaking me out. It's like facing mirrors, the end of the world. So since the name of the bunny is Marlon Bundo, is this like loaded with tons of sly, like cinema references to Marlon Brando movies?
It is not.
No,
unfortunately. Maybe we'll do another one.
Are you sure that your mother hasn't slyly put in things into the photographs? Like you'll see a tiny horse's head in a bed in the background.
No,
nothing like that. Okay.
No, unfortunately.
Okay. So, it seems now that you've done two that everybody's going to ask you the same question. Are you going to continue to do a series? I mean, I certainly hope you do, but she's doing all the work here. So
we actually, the third book is coming out October 29th, and it's Marlon Bundo's Christmas Miracle. So people can pre-order it now, actually.
Bundo's Christmas Miracle.
So it's our Christmas book. It's adorable.
Maybe I could talk to Regnery about doing a Donald the Caveman's Christmas Miracle. It's a thought. We're going to do that. Now, can I talk to you? Because I never know when I'm talking to official people what I can say and what I can't say. And your husband, the vice president, invited a number of people to your home at the Naval Observatory to have this delightful dinner. I happen to be one of those people. Are we allowed to discuss that here?
We may discuss that here.
Can we talk about what a jerk Dennis Prager was? What a jerk. What a loudmouth. No, I have to laugh because, first of all, I was so honored to be invited. I'd never been to the Naval Observatory before. And I didn't know who else was invited. And so my wife couldn't come. So you were my date, basically. You don't realize it. But my wife couldn't come. But I was so honored that Max Lucado and his wife and then Dennis Prager and his wife were there. So it was this very, very special evening. But the reason I laughed is because I've known Dennis Prager for quite a while. And we really love each other so much we can't stop kidding.
Yeah.
And I thought, I know that the poor Pences have no idea of what they've done by bringing us to the same table.
Really, Eric, it was the easiest dinner we've ever had there because the two of you didn't stop talking.
Alvin, did you get that? That was called a dig. It was like underneath the...
You would say things to each other and get the other one started. It was,
very
entertaining.
I can imagine, actually, though, that when people are invited to a place like, you know, the vice president's residence like that, there's a stiffness because you think, like, you know, this is so beautiful and so important. I'm not sure when I should talk or whether I should talk or something like that. So it could get stiff. And then you have to kind of grease the skids and be a great hostess and help them to talk. Yeah. But you didn't have to do that with me and Dennis.
You got over that right away.
I love Dennis so much. And I know you a little bit also. So I, you know, I get loose. But Dennis is so much fun that I just can't stop when he's in the room. Yeah. I adore him and his third wife. I tease him about that. No, it's just so funny because they're just delightful people. And poor Max Lucado, he's this, you know, delightful pastor. He has more to say than Dennis or me. And yet he was very graciously allowing us to be rude and talk. But it was just so delightful.
It was a great evening. It was.
It was incredible. And I'm so sorry my wife couldn't come. She didn't even get a doggy bag out of it, Alvin. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. No, it was so delightful. But it's so interesting to me to think that the life of a second lady and a second daughter, so to speak, that it must be odd to go from being in Indiana suddenly to have Secret Service and all this stuff and all the protocol that goes with it.
I think the privacy probably is the hardest thing, is the lack of privacy. There's always someone with us. So that part is a little bit difficult. But the opportunity to do so many things for good and to elevate causes, you know, Charlotte and I both have charities that we're giving money to from these books. And mm-hmm. so to be able to elevate something that we care about and help people is very special.
Well, it's wonderful. And again, this children's book, the fact that it's not just a children's book, but that you're talking about things that I think sometimes if you're in the professional political class, you forget how beautiful it is to come to the nation's capital and to see all these things. And it really is. It's very moving, as it ought to be. It's designed so beautifully. We have a final segment, folks. We're talking to the Second Lady of the United States, Karen Pence, and her daughter, Charlotte Pence, about their new book, Marlon Brando's A Day in the Nation's Capital. Stick around.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump says he was considering placing illegal immigrants in sanctuary cities only, but now says that idea is no longer under consideration. Texas Senator John Cornyn says many of his colleagues fail to see just how serious the problems are along the U.S.-Mexico border. 103,000 people tried to cross illegally last month. Cornyn is defending the president's efforts to build a wall on the border. Senator Bernie Sanders says he'll release 10 years of his tax returns before the Monday filing deadline. He and all the Democrat candidates are under pressure to release years of tax returns as they pressure President Trump to release his returns for the past 6 years. Chevron will buy Anadarko Petroleum for a $33 billion cash in stock. Shares of Anadarko jumped 32% at the opening bell today. This is SRN News.
Your family depends on your income, and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Ask your doctor to send your prescription to GoGoMeds.com. Once you fill in your information, it's in the system and your prescription is delivered. It's just that easy. Go to GoGoMeds.com and use the promo code MIKE2018 and save $10 on your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com and the promo code MIKE2018 gets you $10 off your first prescription.
Oh.
Show. It's the Sarah from Texas Show. I'm talking to the Second Lady of the United States of America, Karen Pence, and her daughter, Charlotte Pence. You guys, you're going to get tired of being referred to that way. And eventually, I guess you're always going to be referred to that way, right? Unless finally.
You can just call me Karen.
Unless finally. Well, no, yeah. But you're not. You are Karen, and yet you're not just Karen. The book is, you sort of start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't understand the Pledge of Allegiance. The other day, I don't know where I was saying the Pledge of Allegiance, and when we said under God, one nation under God, I had to tell the person next to me, you know, that was inserted at some point. I think it was during Eisenhower or something like that. Mm-hmm. Do you remember? You don't have to be an expert
until,
on this. But.
Yeah, it wasn't until later on that it was inserted. We were actually just talking about that this morning.
Yeah.
With some of like the facts that we come up with it and like seen after writing this. And it was cool because we didn't start out thinking it would be about the pledge. But as I wrote it and we were kind of working with the whole team, we kind of thought, you know, this is actually a really good way to tie everything in because there are words in the pledge like under God and like, you know, liberty and justice for all that really do tie into all of our freedoms in America.
Well, it's interesting because the under God thing, I believe, came in during at the height of the Cold War, you know, when we were dealing with the Soviet Union and they were an aggressively, vocally godless society. Mm-hmm. And we were trying to make the case that that's where we differ from them fundamentally. Why do we believe in the sanctity of human life? Why do we believe we can't treat animals? Why do we believe we can't treat humans like animals? All of that is because of our shared Judeo-Christian ethics. There's no way around it. Once you get rid of that, you can do anything, you know?
Yeah.
So it's kind of interesting that they inserted it into the pledge. But we know the pledge is not like a foundational document like the Declaration or the Constitution. So when did it come into existence? I guess my notes say 1892. I mean, I was unaware of all this stuff.
And yeah, and it's changed. I mean, I think that they changed it from my flag to the flag of the United States.
Right.
Which is kind of interesting to think about. I mean, you would think that they're the same thing, but they're kind of not, you know. And then later on, the Supreme Court also ruled that no one has to say the Pledge of Allegiance, like, without, you know, wanting to, basically.
Right.
Which I think is interesting, too, just because the Pledge of Allegiance tends to still kind of be a little bit trippy for people. I don't know why, but it is for some people. And so you don't have to say, and that, again, that's another right that we have as Americans.
Well, it's a fascinating thing because at the heart of our freedoms is the idea that we're free to dissent on certain things. In other words, you know, if somebody says that my religion says that I can't really make a pledge to a flag, that a lot of times Christians feel that way. Different Christian sects feel that way.
Yeah.
And the fact that we would respect that and that we respect conscientious objectors, whether it's Muhammad Ali or whoever it is, that they're people that they can't they say I can't do something because of their faith. And in this country, we are really the most aggressive on behalf of those people to say that we don't want to force you. There are very few things that we can force you to do. I have to ask a strange question of the Second Lady. Do you ever get asked this? Because I'm curious, how did you meet your husband, the current vice president? I have no idea. Like, maybe I heard this and I forgot. Where did you meet?
Actually, we met at church. So
good answer.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's the truth.
Yeah.
I was playing in a guitar group up front. And so he came up to me after church and we started talking a little bit. And he said he wanted to join the guitar group. Now, he could have followed through on that. He does play the guitar. But he really was just making small talk. And I told him where I taught school. And
so are you allowed to say at what point in your life this was? Like, where were you in life? Living it? This was in Indiana?
I was a teacher, and he was in law school. Yeah.
In Indiana?
In Indiana, in Indianapolis. Uh-huh. And actually, it's the church right across the street from the governor's residence, just by happenstance. But the funny thing was, I told him where I, you know, was teaching school. He ended up calling that school and asking if I was Miss or Mrs. Then he knew that my sister was in law school as well, so he went to the registrar and said, I need to find her sister's phone number. She ended up giving it to him, which is amazing.
Right.
He called my sister's house, and I answered the phone because I was babysitting her kids. And he hung up on me.
He hung up, yeah.
Well, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
I also met my wife in church, but I didn't do any of that creepy stalker stuff. but it doesn't matter. If you follow through and you propose marriage and then you have a family and then you become the vice president of the United States, I think it all worked out. I think that's
worked
kind of
out okay.
But that's so beautiful that he was that aggressive in a sense, because sometimes I think that's part of the younger generation. They're kind of more laid back. And like Charlotte, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. Just a kind of the laid back thing. People aren't like gunning for you.
Yeah, right? I think it depends. I mean, you got to wait for the right person, definitely. But
I disagree.
I actually wrote about that whole story in the book Where You Go that I wrote kind of about our family history. And it's pretty funny to then end up at the governor's residence, which was right across the street from where they met.
Isn't that wild?
It's crazy.
It was wild.
That is crazy, but that's so cute. See, I'm glad I asked you that.
Yeah.
Sometimes I ask questions like that, and people say, "Oh, we met in seventh grade." I think it's so cute. That's so beautiful. But that is really wonderful. Mm-hmm. And here we are.
Here we are.
Unbelievable. Three kids later.
Yep.
Oh my goodness. All right. So you really are planning to do more of these, like for sure, right?
Yep.
Yeah, we did.
Doing a Christmas
one already.
And hopefully more.
Okay. Yeah. My questions get more and more personal, so I think we better stop right now. Charlotte Pence, Karen Pence, just a joy to have you here. Thanks for coming. Congratulations
for
on the book.
It's great for an Easter basket.
Yes. Easter.
Good Easter
there
present.
There you go. Yep. It's a bunny.
I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come to see me in the movie. And I know.
Albin, I always talk about Relief Factor, but sometimes it's better to hear from somebody else. So today, we're going to hear from Anne. Here she is.
It has changed my life, is the only thing I can say. I've been exercising for years. My shoulder is in bad, bad shape. It's swelling. It hurts. It goes numb during the night. Well, I heard about Relief Factor on the radio, and I'd been hearing testimonies for a couple of years, and I said, I'm going to order Relief Factor because I need help. I was sleeping sitting up for 5 years with pillows in my back, and now I'm sleeping flat on my back with one pillow.
This is amazing. I beg my relatives to take this. I was at a wedding recently. I'm begging them. I'm saying, look, you've got aches and pains. Take this. In 3 weeks, you'll know if it works for you. You're crazy not to try it. And by the way, it's cheap. Like, that's the whole idea. That's why it's, like, you know, sweeping the nation, because people can afford to take it.
Yes.
Go to ReliefFactor.com. Get the quick start pack for $19.99. Check it out. 3 weeks. ReliefFactor.com.
This is a message to business owners. The strongest selling proposition is to get your customer into your store in front of your product. Now you can do that digitally, everywhere, with Salem Surround. Digital marketing that easily takes your business beyond its four walls, putting your message on people's computers, tablets, and mobile phones everywhere. Your digital ad virtually puts them into your store in front of your products. Salem Surround takes the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you run your business while we deliver customers. Call us at Salem Surround for a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggested ideas that could dramatically increase your sales. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers. Salem Surround, total market penetration for increased ROI.
Learn more by logging on to SalemSurround.com, connecting you with new customers.
I remember feeling so desperate and so trapped. I was surrounded by family and friends that loved me. Any one of them would have listened to me, but I was so afraid of opening up to them, too embarrassed to talk about what was causing me so much pain. It felt like torture to be so close to people that would have loved to help me and yet too embarrassed to ask for help. And then a few weeks ago, I heard about Faithful Counseling here on the radio. Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who not only share my faith, but could actually help me. They want to give you a free week so you can try them out. You can begin a conversation by text or phone, even video conferencing, in the privacy of your own home. Why not give it a try? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you won't pay a dime. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free.
I want to personally thank all my Plug-in Pest Free customers who have taken the time out to call, write, and who have left messages to thank me for ridding their homes and businesses of unwanted rodent and pest problems. So from me to you, I thank you. Plug-in Pest Free is the only scientifically tested and, more importantly, consumer-proven electromagnetic pest management system since 1995. Why put up with those annoying rodents and pests any longer? Plug-in Pest Free is 100% chemical-free, making it your safest bet to manage your rodent and pest problems around your family and pets. With a 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code RADIO20 for 20% off and free shipping. That's gopestfree.com, promo code RADIO20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com today.
He just rocks out.
Yes, he does.
Barry. Hey, we just talked to the vice president's wife. Don't tell the vice president. He's very protective. Yeah, you know that?
And it was great because her Secret Service agents were talking to your Secret Service agents, and they're out there having lunch
They're
right
out
now.
There. Meanwhile, yeah. Somebody tried to take a shot at me, and the Secret Service agents are kibitzing. What is that? What the heck is that all about,
get
man?
Get out of here.
Okay, seriously, though, that was a lot of fun. Love that, you know, when you get to know people. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've never known a vice president in the way that I know Vice President Pence and his sweet wife and daughter now. And you start realizing they're real people, not like those other vice presidents who are robots. These are real people.
No, it's true.
Actually, you know what? I joke around, but in fact, yes. People don't know this. Al Gore was part robot.
Well, no, people know that.
They do?
That's old news.
Yeah. And Joe Biden made him from spare parts in his own garage. Yeah. Joe Biden in his garage. You know, he's a hands-on guy, if you know what I'm talking about. And he knows how to make robots. And he created Al Gore in his garage from spare parts. And I have to say, he doesn't get enough credit for that.
Yeah.
Because even though Al Gore comes across as robotic and always did.
Yeah.
Hey, give the guy a break. He's part robot. You know what I'm saying? If you were part robot, it's tough not to come across as part robotic.
Yeah.
Robotic.
No, okay.
Anyway, I just thought that was important to share.
Yes,
it was. Okay, so we just spoke to the Pences in hour two, folks. This is exciting. I hope you can get this online in case your radio station doesn't carry hour two of the Eric Metaxas show, in which case, shame on them.
Shame.
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 Shame. If you don't carry hour two, this is mind-blowing stuff. A few years ago, I was in Grand Rapids, and I met a guy named Michael Canis. Michael Canis, I thought that was Greek. It's not. And he has done some research into the Great Seal of America. You didn't know that America has a seal. We have a seal. We have a walrus, a lot of those mm-hmm. kinds of marine mammals mm-hmm. in zoos around the country. But I'm talking about something completely different. I'm talking about the Great Seal of the United States. It's a, you know, it's like we used to have that on a signet ring. The king would put the seal.
Yes.
Oh, forget it. Yeah. Anyway, the point is it's one of the most fascinating stories. And the fact that this story has not been told. So Michael Canis is going to tell that. He's got a beautiful book out. Gorgeous book. But that's in hour two today. But before we go to that, Albin, we've got some fun stuff to share.
We do. It's Fun Facts Friday.
On Fridays.
Kind of.
We used to do Fun Facts Friday, and we need to get back into that.
We do. I know. We keep saying that.
Okay. And I found something on the internet. I think someone sent this to me. If someone sent this to me, and I'm not giving them credit.
Shame on
you. They need to. Shame on me. They need to email us because I want to give credit where it's due. But somebody sent me something. I thought this was so bad and so good, I had to share it on the air.
Yes.
Okay. And this person says, alexophile. That's two Greek words. Lexi is word. Lexis. And philo is love. Okay. So lexophile is somebody who has a love for words, such as you can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish, like corny stuff like that, right? Or to write with a broken pencil is pointless. Like that kind of corny stuff.
Yeah.
And it says an annual competition is held by the New York Times to see who can create the best original lexophile. Okay, one of these kind of sentences. And the year's winning submissions are posted below. Now, again, I understand it's a New York Times contest. I didn't even know that they did this contest. In fact, I didn't know that they did journalism. And guess what? They don't. So let me read some of these.
Okay.
And you decide if you think they're funny. You could just grade them. You know, you don't have to laugh. For goodness sake, don't laugh.
Yes.
But if you think these are funny. Okay. No matter how much you push the envelope, it'll still be stationary.
Okay, that's fine.
But
I like this next one.
You know, if you don't pay your exorcist, you can get repossessed.
Okay, see,
yeah,
now that's
okay.
Okay, that's getting there.
I'm reading a book about anti-gravity. I just can't put it down.
Oh! Ooh, yes.
You know, I didn't like my beard at first, but then it grew on me.
Okay, see, now we're getting somewhere.
Hey, did you hear about the cross-eyed teacher who lost her job because she couldn't control her pupils? Wow! That is so dumb and beautiful.
Okay. Yes.
You know, when you get a bladder infection, you're in trouble.
That, no, see, now that's, you know, it's funny because it's true.
When chemists die, they bury them. See, that's not funny.
Yeah, we might need a periodic.
That's bad.
Periodic table. To explain that one. Yes.
I stayed up all night to see where the sun went, and then it dawned on me. Wow.
Yeah. Now, see, I like that. That's kind of poetic in a way, isn't it?
I changed my iPod's name to Titanic. It's sinking now.
Okay. Some of these are like the visual. You kind of have to.
England. This is. I did not know this.
No, I didn't.
England
either.
Has no kidney bank, but it does have a liver pool. Wait, no. You got to really let that sink in, and then you'll realize. It's not that funny. Okay. Haunted French pancakes give me the crepes.
Okay. Now, yeah. See, that one, it's
I kind of like that. Haunted French pancakes give me the crepes. I love the idea of haunted breakfast foods. I actually once said something about a haunted omelet, and I thought there's something really challenging about the concept of haunted breakfast foods.
But I think the reason is it's spelled C-R-E-P-E-S, so it's supposed to be like creeps, you know, but it's really pronounced crepes, so it doesn't...
I think you're understanding the joke, and you're explaining the joke, and I think people already got that joke.
Yeah.
All right, we just have a couple more.
Okay.
Lucky for you.
Yeah, good for us.
Lucky for you, we're out of time. Ooh. Here we go. This girl today said she recognized me from the Vegetarians Club, but I'd swear I'd never met her before. No, I didn't do that right. This girl said she recognized me from the Vegetarians Club, but I'd swear I've never met herbivore.
Herbivore.
Yeah, that's stretching
it.
It is. Actually, I just found a whole new bunch of these.
Yeah.
Do we have another segment?
Well,
we can do a whole other segment,
Alvin. Can I do one?
Yeah,
I'm sorry, go. A thief who stole a calendar got 12 months. See, now that's justice. You want to talk about social justice and criminal
justice.
Right. That's
when we come back, unfortunately, folks, we've got loads more of these lexophiles. Stick around. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Come.
I'm growing tired.
Sight and Sound Theaters invites you to a special event coming to movie theaters nationwide for 3 days only.
Noah, I will cover the earth with a great flood.
A flood?
You must build an ark.
Come on board for one of the world's best-known voyages in this original stage production filmed in front of a live audience.
Lord, thank you. I couldn't have done any of this without you.
Noah, in movie theaters nationwide for 3 days only. For locations, visit noahevent.com.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app.
HomeAdvisor.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. At this hour, President Trump is delivering remarks on the deployment of the United States' 5G networks, which would deliver wireless speeds 100 times faster than today's mobile internet.
The race to 5G is a race America must win, and it's a race, frankly, that our great companies are now involved in. We've given them the incentive they need.
The U.S. government will hold a massive auction to bolster 5G service, the next generation of mobile networks, and plans to spend $20 billion to expand broadband access in rural networks. Chevron buying Anadarko Petroleum in a $33 billion cash and stock deal. The company is seeking to grow stronger in deepwater exploration in the Gulf and the energy-rich southwest region of Texas. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 227 points. The NASDAQ is ahead 28. This is SRN News.
This Easter, Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
Boys, get off the ice!
He's been underwater for 15 minutes.
The odds were against her son.
He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please send her Holy Spirit to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
We've got a pulse!
On April 17th.
I don't believe John will survive the night.
Discover the incredible true story.
You don't know my son.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
He is a fighter.
Breakthrough, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets, go to breakthroughmovie.com.
Sight and Sound Theaters invites you to a special event coming to movie theaters nationwide for 3 days only.
Noah, I will cover the earth with a great flood.
A flood?
You must build an ark.
Come on board for one of the world's best-known voyages in this original stage production filmed in front of a live audience.
Lord, thank you. I couldn't have done any of this without you.
Noah, in movie theaters nationwide for 3 days only. For locations, visit noahevent.com.
One, two.
We better start cracking jokes because this is a comedy show today, folks.
Comedy.
We go from the Pences
yes.
to pure shticky comedy. Alvin, we're reading some sentences that these are called lexophiles. So these are you'll get them, folks. These are dumb. These are what's called dumb jokes. But there's wordplay. So we'll just read them and you decide if they're funny. And if they're not, don't tell us. Yes. Okay, here's one. I know a guy who's addicted to drinking brake fluid, but he says he can stop anytime.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. A guy who fell onto an upholstery machine last week is now fully recovered.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yes, isn't that good?
Did you know that when the smog lifts in Los Angeles, UCLA?
Ah, those who get too big for their pants will be totally exposed in the end.
A dentist and a manicurist divorced. They fought tooth and nail.
That's
such an old joke.
Yeah.
Okay. police were summoned. This is recently. This has just happened, folks. Police, I don't know if you heard in the news, police were summoned to a daycare center where a three-year-old was resisting arrest.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Hey, did you hear about the fellow whose entire left side was cut off?
No.
He's all right now.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I know some of those people.
do you want to read any of these?
Oh, sure. I got some batteries that were given out free of charge.
Yeah.
That's
not funny. Too bad. When she saw... This is about a woman. I read about this in the news. Maybe you read about this. This is just a human interest story. It says that when this woman saw her first strands of gray hair, she just thought she'd die.
Ah, okay. A will is a dead giveaway.
We need to pause for laughter because the people out there are just dying.
Or just to think.
You know, acupuncture is a jab well done. No. That's the point of it.
Okay. That's like gilding the lily on
this
that.
This is very painful.
Uh-huh.
Is there anything left here to read?
I'm looking. I'm really
How about
looking.
Did we read the one about the bicycle?
No, we didn't. Oh, my goodness. You saved the best for last.
A bicycle can't stand alone. It's just too tired.
I said you saved the best for last.
Yeah, I guess you lied. Right. I think there's one more here. Oh, with her marriage. Oh, this is sort of out of context. It's talking about a woman. It says that with her marriage, she got a new name and address.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, you need to think about that one.
Oh, we
you'll be howling in your sleep.
Oh my goodness. Let's talk about something else.
Look, it's Friday.
It is.
We had to do that.
We had to.
We're going
to
try to do more bad jokes every Friday. Alvin, how can we not?
Oh,
people,
I know.
People need some comedy.
Yes.
I don't even remember.
Please send them in too.
Please send in your bad jokes. Actually, seriously, if you have bad jokes that are not that bad, send them to us at MetaxasTalk.com or at my website, EricMetaxas.com. And don't forget, I keep saying this, please sign up for my weekly newsletter. You go to EricMetaxas.com. So many people don't get this. When you get it, you'll see everything is there. The pictures, the links, all the stuff that'll make your life easier because we're here to help.
And one last thing.
Yeah.
See Unplanned this weekend.
Is that movie out?
It's
holy
still
cow.
Out. It is.
Unplanned the movie. If you don't bring young people to see that, shame on you. No, no, no.
Shame
on you.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.